Welcome to Drunk on Comics, episode 200. We had a blast at Motor City Comic Con, and we were fortunate enough to be with our con family, as well as a lot of people who have supported us over the way, to come on board and record our 200th episode with us. Audio quality isn't quite up to what we normally have in the studio, mainly because we were in a busy, noisy hallway. They're setting up a bar for the after party and a lot of other stuff, and people running around with so many people on this episode, side conversations galore. But we got the gang back together. Derek and Kevin were at the convention, so they were able to sit down during this recording, and my brother Matt was able to call in as well to try to have everyone on. Also had Devin and Travis from Snake Oil Comics Podcast, as well as Source Point Press, Jay from An Elegant Weapon, and Jimmy from the Ninja Starship Podcast. We had a lot more people over the years that have helped us get to this point. Unfortunately, too many to name right now. We had a lot of people that we were able to interact with at the show. We have more coming along the way this week with interviews and such. But in this episode, you will probably hear less news of sorts in reviews and more just kind of general talking of our favorite stuff, as well as patting ourselves on the back for getting to this point. So let's get down to business. Drunk on Comics, episode 200, self-titled 200th episode extravaganza. Drunk on Comics, 200th episode extravaganza.
Welcome to Drunk on Comics. My name is Derek. With me this week...
Wait, who the fuck are you? What are you doing?
I'm drinking beer. Oh. I'm podcasting. I don't know, maybe we'll talk a fucking comic or something like that.
Yeah, we might do that,
but... that grandma's sweet tea in that thing you got
there? Yeah. it's more like, it looks more like grandpa's sweet urine, but...
Yeah.
But no, I went full-on McKay here and put beer in my Nalgene that I got out of my hotel room.
He drinks what we now call the single guy. Which is his ramen
power.
Yeah, which we've talked about plenty of times.
Drunken Comics.
Yes, but we are celebrating 200 episodes, which truly is more than 200.
Do you have any estimate, like how many?
I want to say
with the special editions.
That we have to have had at least 50 special editions, maybe 60 or 70. So, who knows where we're at? I mean, I want to say we're at episode 300, but who knows?
Yeah. Well, I mean, numbered episodes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Which we're, after this, we're going all numbered.
Yeah, we're just going to number them all, because fuck it, we want them all to count, so.
We want to get to 300 faster than you guys got to 200.
Yeah.
Oh, so you want to cheat.
Yes.
It's not cheating. If we put out two podcasts a week, they should count as two or as a number each.
I want to cheat.
Okay, okay, so you're putting out two. Are they both going to be quality enough?
Fuck yeah.
Well, yeah, printing out two, yeah. I mean, they're going to be great quality printed.
So, hey!
What's up? Glad that you could make it for the 200th and that we're here at Motor City Comic Con as well.
Yeah.
So, kind of works out great to have our whole con family here, people new and old alike who supported this show, who, although cheesy as it's going to be, as I told everyone to just stop on by and be like, oh, hey, what's going on? Yes, everyone's going to see through that veil, and even just explaining it now that we're going to have a lot of guest people stopping in and out. We're just going to be reminiscing about favorite times, this and that. But, however, some of those people are still coming when they do it.
And some of them are here.
Yeah, it's going to be kind of funny to see just them randomly stop on by and be like, what's going on? We'll be like, oh, we already told the listening audience. They already know that you're stopping on by.
The jig is up.
One of the things that...
Do you want to introduce the other people that are here?
Why? Why would you do that?
I mean, why are we recording with people's voices that nobody knows?
Well, because the illusion, the magic...
No, no, no. We're playing a game. If you listen to this podcast and you can guess every single person that's on it... I will give you something special.
That's a good game.
What is
it? Ooh, I don't know what special.
I'm going to guess right now.
You know, actually, who is missing from this that I hope you guys figure something out later, though? Dirk Manning.
Oh, we'll get him.
Yeah.
I did Dirk Mantles. Dirk Mantles.
Dirk Mantles.
Dirk Mantles.
Dirk Mantles panning today. It was really fun.
Dirk Mantles panning.
God, man, him singing Dirkalicious last night.
That was great.
That is, yes. Yeah. That is one of his go-tos.
In a Cthulhu mask.
Ooh.
Yes. But right now, we got Jimmy McKnight. We got Dev from Snake Oil.
Hey-o.
What are you laughing at?
Because he says my name and I just...
He's just did it. He's in his phone. He's in his phone. He's social media.
And we got Jay from An Elegant Weapon.
What?
And, of course, well, returning.
Yeah, Derek from Comic Pros and Cons.
Yeah.
But we had talked about just doing, you know, the best of this and that. We're just going to get into discussions about what our favorites are. We may have a shot or two or drink over... Whoever really sucks at picking the best thing of the 80s or 90s.
Are we gonna go back in time?
Oh, gonna go back in time.
We might have to. But for right
Let's
now,
see how many old go-tos, Derek?
You know what's really funny?
I'm old, so they're all go-tos. They're just go-tos.
Well, Derek, what's for you? What is your favorite story arc of any comic book?
Mutant Massacre.
Mutant Massacre?
Oh, really?
Yep, Mutant Massacre.
Were you going to guess that?
Daredevil, I was going to guess a Daredevil.
No, actually, Mutant Massacre, because that's what pulled me in. It was Uncanny X-Men 213, written by Chris Claremont. What are you laughing at, McKnight?
You said your what? What was the name of it?
Mutant Massacre.
Mutant Massacre.
Oh,
I heard Meat Massacre. That's what pulled me in.
Well, that's something different.
That was for something
that's
intense.
Something totally yeah. different.
That's the win's prize. Massacre that meat all day long. Anyway, no. the Mutant Massacre, that book is what really, you know, brought me into everything. I'd read comics before as a kid. I have no idea what's going on back there. That's
they're setting up
awesome.
A bar close to us so that way I can get something to drink quickly while
okay.
we're recording and nobody will miss me.
Yeah. But anyway, so I don't know about what it was with that book. I was at the right age. I didn't know what was going on. I knew that all the mutants were in really bad shape. Mm-hmm. You know, it seemed like, oh my God, this could end. I didn't know at that point that nothing ever ends in you know, Marvel Comics. But it felt like that. And so, I don't know. And the big topper for me is that Alan Davis is here at the show this weekend. And got his autographs. I've actually got it. I've got a commission coming from him.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's it for me. So...
Sit the fuck
Lynn,
down.
Right. Lynn, what was your favorite story
My
arc?
My favorite story arc ever in all of comics is the Dark Phoenix saga.
Why is that?
I thought you were going to say Garfield.
Fuck you. I read the shit out of Garfield.
Yeah, I used
younger.
To read. Those were awesome.
Oh, Mondays.
I love lasagna and I hate Mondays.
I read all those little books of the collection.
There
the
is a great... Before we get on to that, just before we lose the tangent, there is a great webcomic series. It's something Garfield Kills Monday. There's each week there's a different, like, Monday as, like, just the word Monday or, like, an M-face, like, thing. And Garfield, like, the whole strip is him, like, somehow killing Monday. Like, he really hates Mondays. And it's one of the most, like, asinine, like, things I've ever seen. But it's parody, so they get away with drawing Garfield as
kind of like Garfield without Garfield.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
those are hilarious, yeah.
I'm lost. Never mind.
Garfield without Garfield is Garfield without Garfield. Yeah.
John Arbuckle.
It makes him look like he's just psycho.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's like what would it actually look like with just John Arbuckle talking to his cat, but then they've removed the cat. And is what he quips.
Yeah. So it's just him being like, I can't believe she dumped me or something. And of course, it'd be like something like, yeah.
Wow.
It's a very good one.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
No, well,
Dark Phoenix Saga.
Yeah, what about it?
Dark Phoenix Saga, I think, is when Chris
You think
Claremont...
it's when?
No, shut up.
Okay.
First of all.
never mind.
<It's, laughs> you shut up, too, second of all.
The vagina's talking now.
Yes. For me, is when like Chris Claremont really took Jean Grey, who is my favorite character, and like
finally killed her.
Finally gave her the power that she deserves, and yes, she died because of it. But that's the point for me in X-Men when the female characters really started getting their proper place in the comic books. So plus, fucking, she's badass.
And she's a redhead.
And she's a redhead.
It's like, oh my god.
Oh my god, it's like she's me, except not.
Dev, what about you?
Honestly, Calvin and Hobbes. That's the honest answer, yeah.
Wow. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And then I'd say Lock and Key pulled me into more of the comics when I got back into comics. So... I love the artwork. I love the storyline. I actually really love when they do the tribute piece with I'm gonna blank on the names, but you know what piece I'm talking about, where they do the Calvin and Hobbes style art.
Oh yep.
Yep. That whole storyline was beautifully done. So, but yeah, Calvin and Hobbes, honestly.
I can't get enough of the Age of Apocalypse. I think as far as events go, that was one of the first best well done that Marvel has, like, across the board, stopping all their X books and focusing on this whole Age of Apocalypse, this whole different world that came about to it that they've even revisited so many times because of it. I mean, and I guess...
Wait, Age of Apocalypse or Age of Ultron?
Age of Apocalypse. The original, back
did,
in,
did,
like,
did 90s. You say Age of Ultron to start?
Or no, he said Apocalypse, which is okay. Crazy.
I am, I'm old, I'm senile. I hear what I want, I'm John Arbuckle.
In fact, we're never here on the podcast, you're just like...
Oh god, you're here to play the podcast and it's just me talking to
oh
myself.
Oh my gosh, we have to edit that version.
I'll get a couple sound bites of him asking us questions, and that's just nothing. That's too much work for me to actually do, and he knows it. He's sitting there smiling like, good fucking luck, you're never going to do that.
I put music on the front end.
No, but seriously, that was hands down just a totally different style of what they were doing in Marvel, and... going so far as even, like, taking the Avengers... like, these were mutant books, though. So these were the X-Men books. But having Iron Man and, like, some of the humans still being in Europe and that shit going on over there. And then even in the second, when they revisited Age of Apocalypse, where they then annihilated the U.S., but then they wanted to make another series, and somehow that got retconned because of the Phoenix Force, who...
Well, it was a whole entire... like, story arc over multiple books that was nothing but a what-if. And that was what was cool.
But not only was it... but it was not a what-if. It was... they made that a whole universe. I mean, I guess you could technically say in the way that they do Marvel universes is any what-if is technically a true universe that they've labeled within their omnibus of worlds. But the Age of Apocalypse is one that they revisited, they've talked about, they've had characters come from that into the main 616 universe.
Well, and even, like, the Exiles book.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you know, that was a great book.
That's where, I mean, they were pulling, like, they pulled Blink out of that to have her own book, where she was outside the time-space continuum, basically, and had to go back in time.
I was about to say, Marty!
Marty! And she would go back to fix other things, and because that was a character they created in that storyline that was so popular that people were, like, going... no, we need more. Well, how do you bring her in without, you know, without crossing the streets? So,
what's this for you, Jay? Growing up, I know that, you know, you're still quite young. So, I mean, the 90s, you were a young little toddler in the 90s. But what was your favorite TV show then? Nerdy TV show
in the 90s?
Yeah. Or 80s.
Batman the animated series. Hands down.
Hey.
Okay.
Definitely.
It's all right. Come here. I got you.
But I like the weird things in the 90s. I'm a huge Highlander guy.
Oh, Highlander. Yeah.
So the
best documentary
ever.
I
got all six seasons of a Highlander on DVD. Love that show. Love most of the movies. But yeah, that
was... which one don't you like?
Well, number two is ridiculous. And
my favorite one.
Battle.
Endgame was good, but the source wasn't very good. The last one they did, that was really disappointing.
Was Endgame the one with both
the
of
two
the,
of them? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then, the source kind of ruined everything. But yeah, I liked, that was what I do. You know, Star Trek in the late 80s, you know, never forget the Star Trek Next Generation season finale. It was one of the greatest episodes in television.
Star Trek was pretty cool. Ever.
How did it end?
Did you not see it? For real?
I don't know.
Well, it was the time thing, how we were in the future, and Picard was in the future, but he was, like, living in three different timelines at the same time.
Wasn't that one
And then
movie?
Part of the episode, it was cool, because part of the episode went back to the very first episode, Encounter at Farpoint, and and it was a whole thing, and it was all time travel and shit. It was really cool.
Jimmy?
My favorite show in the 90s?
Yeah.
Easily. It debuted August 23rd, 1993, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
High five!
I didn't get to answer the last question, though.
I don't care. I didn't want to know yours. I wanted to get to this one.
August 28th, my bad. August 28th,
how much the Secret Wars meant to me. Is
original Secret Wars?
Original Secret Wars. Because at the age I was at, to see all of them in those books together was just, it blew my mind as a kid. But weirdly enough, because it's more recent, but Flashpoint Paradox.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
I wasn't going to ask every single person every single question.
Know,
we'd be here sitting here for
about
hours.
That one, so I wanted to share.
Okay, geez, but I think we got to go on to this. I mean, this sounded like the best answer,
hey.
Kevin. Hey,
hey,
oh, Kevin, you're here.
I was just walking by. And
hi, Kevin.
Hey. I'm like, I got a wink from somebody. I'm like, I recognize you. And I'm like, hey, what are you guys been up to?
Oh, mostly just explaining how Tony's great idea wasn't going to be so secret.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, great. Always glad to be part of the show.
Kevin, how did it feel to own karaoke last night?
Oh, my goodness. You know, my most favorite part about last night was the roaring response from everybody. Thank you. And really shout out to this one guy who came up to me about every 20 minutes.
Your stalker.
20 minutes, he'd tell me how awesome I was doing and how I needed to go back up there and sing the exact same song again. All night long. Even in the men's john.
Standing next to you. While you're peeing.
That dude seriously was, that was weird, because when you were telling me that, he was like right behind you almost trying to hear what you were saying. Like, is he talking about possibly doing it again?
You wanted to give
so
you
awesome.
A reach around. Let's be fair.
Hey.
It
was quite awesome. It's still on the table for later, baby.
We're going to table the best, your answer for a second. What was your favorite, TV show growing up? 80s
How do you
or
know
90s?
That's the best when he can top it?
Because I don't think there's any. That's the only reason why I invited him on the show, is to talk about that.
Can I still say the Cosby Show?
Oh. You can.
Nice.
Cool. Hey, that calls for a Bill Cosby impression. Come on.
Oh yeah, it does.
Yeah, do it.
It's been a long
do
time.
It. I haven't heard it.
Kirby Rudy, get in there and get me some Jell-O or the roofies and the latex gloves and the
Party Pop.
Party Pop.
Tony, will you please do your Bobcat Goldthwait impersonation for me?
Well, I don't know. Come to the comic book convention. I might be at home watching Police Academy.
I'm really glad that the bartender put so much rum in that drink of yours.
I am definitely feeling it. It is good. It's really, Cosby is going to be your go-to. I mean, this is our 200th episode, and that's what's going to go down in history as your favorite from the 80s or 90s. You want that stand for the record.
You know what? I will. Any television show, and I'm dead serious about this, any show that I cry at the ending of...
Like Baywatch?
Well, no, I cried 5 minutes after the show.
Jimmy got it.
That's a big in me masturbation joke.
Jimmy. Talk to me, brother.
Aye. What do you want to talk about?
What do you think? Fucking Power Rangers.
Oh, well, I'm so glad you asked me about this.
Because that is my favorite, so that automatically wins this round.
You just sounded like one of the people at a specific panel that I won't mention.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, maybe it was a Power Rangers panel that you hosted in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of the people that... Yeah. Or
my calculations, this is going to be 1,000 episodes.
Yeah.
There was one of those.
Oh, there were a couple of them.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Oh, yeah. The guy that when you heard him, you knew what he smelled like.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Speaking of which, that panel, how did you not have a giant boner?
He did. He covered it with a mask.
Tony, you asked.
I got a... I'm not that big.
Rubbed one out before he got there.
So, what was it like talking to Amy Jo Johnson?
Pretty amazing, man. Honestly, childhood crush dream come true. You know,
I think it's all of our childhood crush.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't a child.
But like, you know, it was weird because not knowing her and knowing rumors, it's like, oh, you know, she hates Power Rangers. She doesn't want to be known by any of that stuff. She's kind of mean, this and that. No. Total sweetheart. She wasn't weird. She was open to everything. She just wanted to be... She wanted to talk about, you know, her directorial work and stuff that she's doing now. You know, like, yeah, she wanted to talk about Power Rangers because that's what everybody's going to talk about. But she's like, I'm doing other stuff. Like, check this out.
She was in
Felicity, wasn't she? She was in...
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Flashpoint was fucking killer with her.
Flashpoint, yeah.
T-Dot, what?
You know, what?
I thought it was Seattle.
It was, you know.
Well, yeah, you got the.
Our tower's a little taller than
you got
theirs.
The Space Needle.
Little bit.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well,
sometimes that little bit helps.
We'll expand this to everyone.
Always.
What if everyone at least has seen Power Rangers, and you may not have a favorite, but what was your favorite, regardless if you had one or not?
Can I go first?
Yeah.
Okay, it was the one where Zordon sent him out to fight a monster, and then they all ended up like the little diner thing at the end.
So
Ernie's Juice Bar.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Okay. That one.
Where was the show set?
Angel Grove?
It was Angel Grove.
California was supposed to be?
Yeah. Yep, Angel Grove, California. Their rival school was Stone Canyon.
What was their school?
Angel Grove.
In my gimme calculation, they should have beaten them in football every time.
Well, they got three of their star players.
Have you ever thought of like how awesome it would be to work construction there? I mean, you'd be making bank every time fucking monsters came in.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly. I would own a construction company in Angel Grove. Yeah.
Oh, you'd probably bank. Yeah.
No,
absolutely.
You just need to own a cardboard manufacturing company. Because that's what all those buildings are made out of.
True. That would be, save on materials. Like, it's going to get knocked down in a week or so.
Well, I'm looking forward to that Powers show where it's the DC Universe.
Powerless?
Is it Powerless?
Yeah.
DC Insurance Company.
Yeah.
What is it? It's Danny Pudi, Alan Tudyk.
Yep.
And who's the girl on it?
Tudyk.
Two dykes.
Tootie and Tootie.
But that looks like a lot of fun, you know, where they've got to deal with the repercussions of superheroes fucking shit up.
All right, well, that last question was more specifically so me and Jimmy could talk Power Rangers.
What?
But that wasn't thinly veiled either.
That was a favorite episode?
Yeah, yes.
There are five of them. It's not one. It's the Green with Evil miniseries. JDF's fucking debut as Green Ranger.
Fuck yeah.
As the evil Green Ranger.
But that's when he's there.
And the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you get to see the...
Sorry, Kimberly. The whole universe doesn't revolve around two.
How did they get away with not being labeled as completely racist?
Oh, they then said it was in the beginning, but it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, they didn't notice it at first.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal till later on.
And
everyone's actually like, you know, that's
kind of
kind of racist.
And then they started switching them all up.
Yeah,
yeah, and then the evil Ranger becomes the good one once he turns white.
No, he was good at green for a little while.
He was green,
but then
first.
He lost his powers. And became white.
Yeah. Once he became white, then he got his... Then
and
he got
was
white.
The most powerful one.
Yeah.
So wait a minute. So he comes in as evil green, gets turned to good green, then something happens and he gets mega powers and he becomes white.
Well, what happens
so he's like
is
the ultimate power
white
ranger.
Power.
He's
white
Rita,
power.
Rita Repulsa. Rita Repulsa fashions a green candle that, when it finished burning, all of his powers are drained. And so Zordon fashions up a new power coin and makes him the White Ranger, which was more powerful than the Green Ranger, and now he's the new leader of
the
Power
Rangers. That's the shit that bugs the shit out of me, though. These Zords were, like, ancient.
What
How do you
do
make
my
up
words,
a new power coin with the new Zord just hidden in the ground?
You,
like,
you make a new ancient coin.
Yeah, and that just makes a random Zord. That just doesn't make sense.
What are they talking about?
All right.
Oh, this is on?
Oh.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, he just thought we were just chatting around here. Let's go back, though. Do you remember Saturday morning cartoons? I mean, I know TV wasn't around when you
USA,
were around there.
Saturday Morning Express?
Yes. Pick one of those. What was one of those? The real Ghostbusters or Ghostbusters? Do you know there's a difference, right?
The real Ghostbusters.
But you know Ghostbusters and the difference?
Yeah, the one had
the Ghostbusters
no
like the gorilla.
Ape, the ape
they
and everything.
Gorilla,
yeah.
That's part of the team. Gorilla with like a yellow like straw hat or something.
I don't want that one.
No.
You want the real Ghostbusters? Yeah. I did enjoy that.
Thundar the Barbarian and Johnny Quest.
Really?
Oh, from 100 years ago. Yeah. That makes sense.
That's like 70s.
Well, okay, Johnny Quest was like already reruns by the time I was a kid. But Thundar the Barbarian was cool.
My vagina just dried up.
I'll get it fixed.
You know what's cool about Ghostbusters, though?
I think it's even drier now.
You know what's cool about the Ghostbusters, though, was the guy who did the voice for Bill Murray in the Ghostbusters was also the guy who did the voice for Garfield.
Oh, because
they
yeah,
sounded so
Murray.
Similar.
And then Bill Murray voiced Garfield.
Doing Garfield. Ah, all comes
full circle.
Around.
That's cool.
Spider-Man and his amazing friends.
What?
Oh, good.
And the Incredible Hulk. That whole stand. Hello, true believers. You know.
I want to see. I want to see Garfield without Garfield the movie.
It's just John Arbuckle having an existential crisis.
Breckin Meyer losing his shit.
I'd probably have to
he
say
sounds like an appliance.
X-Men. Breckin
Meyer.
The animated series?
Yeah, X-Men
like
the animated
Meyer,
series.
Marvel 900 at Sears.
X-Men the animated series is hands down one of the best cartoons ever.
Oh, that wasn't a Saturday totally. Morning cartoon.
It doesn't matter.
But it's in
it should have been.
I think it was on Saturday morning.
That was originally a Saturday morning.
Yeah, is that really yeah, Saturday morning? Yeah. Then they re-aired it.
You were probably, like, in college? Early.
I was.
Syndicated then during the week.
I was actually doing math. So.
I graduated high school the year that show came out.
Yeah.
So y'all can suck
92.
It. Yep.
Yeah.
See, we got WUTV Fox 29 out of Buffalo. So after school, the lineup on Fox on Channel 29 or
How
whatever.
How does that work? They don't stop the broadcast at the border?
Yeah, no, it doesn't work like that.
That's weird.
There's no
So
curtain.
It was Silverhawks, Thundercats, Transformers, G.I. Joe.
Nice.
And that was your daily after school.
I take mine back. Transformers
That's
is
what
the
Tony
best.
Tony
Transformers was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Because Transformers and G.I. Joe were never Saturday morning cartoons. They never were. Those were after school cartoons. Yeah. That's how many they made them.
Do you remember first year of us as Drunk on Comics when we were staying over at the Crown Plaza and Kevin and I had a lot to drink, and you might have too. And we were talking about Silverhawks and
you
how excited.
Might have too.
Yeah, and how excited we got. And I think we tried to record something, and I don't know.
Oh, fuck yeah!
You don't know the Silverhawks?
Yeah, weren't they like the cowboys that like
long?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, long conversation. I don't remember all that it was, but it entailed
the Cowboys was Brave Star.
Yeah. Oh,
Brave Star.
That's right.
Eyes of the Hawk, Ears of the Wolf, Speed of the Puma, Strength of the Bear.
Brave Star.
It's a Filmation cartoon.
That was amazing. Do that again.
Silverhawks. Silverhawks were silver, and they lived in space, and they went,
partly metal, partly real.
There might have been eight cowboys.
He looks like,
it was like the...
Okay, one of them was
he looks like RoboCop and Woody,
yeah.
Like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the
village
people's
face. Looks like RoboCop and Woody went to a convention together.
Dev?
Looney Tunes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a safe answer.
That's classic.
Man, that's what I love.
From what I'm gathering, he's very classic.
Yeah.
Those were the most racist, misogynistic cartoons you could ever enjoy. So,
exactly.
Makes sense.
Right above Tom and Jerry.
There you go. Yeah.
But no one can touch Disney.
Yeah.
Any
Song of the South?
Song of the South. And here's the great thing. This, A, is going to show what different world it was, and B, it's going to show how backwards and redneck of the town I grew up in. They used to show us Song of the South all the time at school.
Well, yeah, it was like the
60s. And there were cartoon birds and shit.
Can't yeah. be racist.
Why wasn't yours Dudley Do Right?
That was because I'm not that goddamn old, really. It's like a 60s cartoon, man. That's like Rocky and Bullwinkle shit.
But Canadian. I thought you guys loved that
Canadian
shit.
Canadian in it. But, I didn't like, actually, I wasn't a big
which
like
one?
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Dudley Do Right.
Rocky and Bullwinkle weren't Canadian, though?
No, just Dudley.
Bullwinkle, he's a
so they were border jumpers.
No, he was from Dudley was a Canadian character. The cartoon was not a Canadian.
He was an RCMP.
Cartoon. Yeah, but it was like a Mountie.
Wait, did you have any, like, Canadian cartoons that we didn't get down here?
Yes, we had, me and Fosgit were just talking about this recently. Well, it's more kids'
talking,
shows.
Talking what?
Me and Fosgit were talking about this
talking
recently.
What?
About?
Okay.
I love when he just shakes his
head. Listeners, our listeners love it when you say that word.
Well, gentlemen.
Yeah. So just say it like five times in a row.
I'm all right, transforming and rolling out, guys.
All right. Yeah, I got to go, too.
Hey, thanks for participating.
Sorry. Right. I got to take off.
All right.
Yeah, well, hey, man. Well, continued success. I hear this train's kept on rolling.
All right. Well, thank you, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, man, thanks for letting me sit in for a hot minute.
Yeah. All hopefully right. We'll talk to you later on this weekend.
Oh, sure, man.
Sweet.
So it was more shows than cartoons, even though we had the Raccoons cartoon.
The
you guys
what?
Ever see the Raccoons?
No.
With Cyril Sneer. It was like Aardvarks versus Raccoons.
Oh, one of the I've heard that, yeah.
We had Teddy Ruxpin was a Canadian cartoon.
Teddy Ruxpin was?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I like that.
There was a few others.
Teddy Ruxpin terrified me, and I was not young enough to want one. I'm just like, that thing's creepy as fuck.
That is creepy, dude.
Tony, we had, like, Mr. Dress,
like, just the jaw.
Tony has a Teddy Ruxpin still, and it's half broken, so when it speaks to you, it is one of the most terrifying things you've ever seen.
Sounds like Satan.
But he also,
coming.
It's terrifying, but also his eyes will go all the way
he
open.
He looks like he's really
so
high.
So he looks like he's really high. It's pretty good.
It is Canadian.
That's all right. We had Mr. Dress-Up, which was like our Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
He worked for Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Dress-Up?
Mr. Dress-Up?
Yeah.
It's called his tickle trunk, and he had a big...
Stop the tickle trunk.
That's like one of them stories.
That's what he kept his costumes in. And then he'd open the tickle trunk, and he'd get dressed. Today we'll be a magician. He'd put on a top hat and a bow tie. Yeah.
Wow. I just imagine the background noise to when in Clerks 2 he's talking about the pussy troll.
It was really sweet.
All I can imagine is that the guy's real name is Todd and his last name is Werfondler.
That tickle trunk.
Trunk. A tickle trunk.
Trunk.
Yeah, that's what
you're talking about. The tickle trunk.
That's even worse.
Sounds more fun.
Is that like Patton Oswalt?
It sounds like a code name for anal sex.
That's just
putting this out there. Tickle trunk and...
That's like Patton Oswalt where he had his joke and he talks about Uncle Touchy's naked puzzle basement.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I'm getting a random phone call. Who could that be? Who could that be? Hello? Oh, it's my brother. Hey.
Can we even hear him?
What's that man? Random happenstance, me calling you. What are you guys doing?
I can't hear him.
I can't hear anything you're saying.
Yeah, Matt, just say something for the mic. We're on our 200th episode right now. So say something to all the fans.
So, something pithy and smart?
Something very pithy and smart.
Hey, 200, and we haven't rebooted yet.
Oh! That's true.
We're pretty awesome.
All right.
We're in for the long haul.
We're in it for the long haul?
Yeah, hey. I mean, we're not rebooting, we're not, gonna renumber at one just to try to up our sales. We're not selling out.
That's true. Yeah, we might renumber at number one. Who knows? That's what all the people, good people, do. But hey, we're gonna have to let you go so we can finish recording this. But I will chat with you later, brother.
Well, all right. You guys have fun. You know, you know, recording and being there at comic books and stuff. And just remember that a lot of us are nerdy with our kids, like watching TV and reading comic books and making sure that next generation of nerds is ready for the task ahead of them.
All right. Well, all right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Matt.
Oh my God! Look who just walked up.
Oh my gosh! It's the guy who was supposed to be here.
Young Neil.
Neil. He's now known as Neil.
Can't help it.
He is no longer Young Neil.
Google Maps is the biggest piece of shit in the universe.
Where have you been at?
I had to go get Adam's car for him because it died, which was also an adventure because the thing sputters in every gear below 3,000 RPMs.
Oh.
But navigation took me to Farmington twice and to West Bloomfield before I got here again.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. Thanks, Google.
Wow.
Thanks, Google.
Well, you are just in the middle of us talking about some of our favorites. We were going to get involved and start talking about our favorite artist. Do you have a favorite artist out there?
That's a tough one.
My favorite artist in the world right now is Ryan Lee.
Ryan Lee?
Ryan Lee. Blows my mind. I can just look at his work all day and all night.
I got a commission coming from him soon. Yeah, he's very good.
Just eye candy.
You say he's eye candy?
His work is
eye
candy.
His work is eye candy.
But he's not so bad himself.
Okay.
Old Derek, what's your favorite artist?
All time or current?
All time.
All time.
All time.
Maybe David Mack?
Okay.
Maybe. Just because he can do so much. I'm going to have to go with that because, I mean, his pencils and inks are fantastic, but he also does, you know, watercolor and oil paintings and mixed media in with his shit. So I'm going to say him.
Young Neil.
Is it a cop-out to really like Greg Capullo?
No, not at all.
He's probably my second.
He's my second. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Super strong second.
Absolutely.
I made the mistake of telling him that once at T2. I was like, "You're my second favorite artist ever." He's like, "Who's your first?" I was like, "Todd McFarlane." He's like, "But that's okay."
That's awesome.
Nice.
I didn't say he said it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Awesome. He probably agrees.
Yeah, he did. He's like, "That's okay."
I love Jay Lee. Jay, especially his cover work. The covers on Batman and Superman have been just spectacular.
Have you ever seen his work on Hellshock back in the 90s?
No.
You should.
Yeah,
it's
check it out.
It's so different from anything else he's ever done.
Right.
But amazing. And there were digital colors in that were like fire, looked like fire. In that,
okay, yeah,
it was,
he's good.
It was crazy.
Surprisingly not the nicest guy in the world, though. I met him at C2E2, and I got his signature, and he didn't really even look up. I don't know, maybe he was just having a bad day. You know, I never like to judge people. He could be having a bad day, but...
It's true. Cons are stressful.
Yeah, he didn't seem super happy that day. So, Jay Lee, if you hear this, I hope you feel better, buddy.
I have to say, hands down, Alex Ross.
Sure.
But, I mean, for what everyone else kind of saying, you know... He doesn't do a lot of,
he's kind of a cover
inside.
Artist,
yeah, he's more cover.
He doesn't do sequential hardly ever.
He's not
barely ever. He did do with the Earth X and that those
dude,
books. But besides that, he really hasn't done anything as sequential. But his look at it's fucking just beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's a masterpiece.
It's insane.
So that's kind of a cop out, but
his Batman kind of bothers me.
Really?
Yeah, I love his Batman.
Super
really?
Long.
Yeah. No, the late '80s Batman ears that are like 3 feet.
That's
long.
What I mean, dude.
And he didn't beat people up back then. He just lifted his cape up and looked scary.
Scared
him. Fuck yeah.
Well, speaking of Batman, there was
my turn.
No, we're skipping. Okay, we're going to go round by round and talk to everyone about every single...
I haven't said a favorite anything in like 5 rounds.
That's because you just bitch.
Fuck you. It's true. So, Sean Gordon Murphy, probably, is one of my favorite...
He's way up there.
...artists. And Punk Rock Jesus is probably one of my favorite series ever, which he also wrote, so...
Ted McKeever's way up there, too.
Have you been reading Pencilhead?
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Sick. It's amazing.
Yeah. By the way, issue 3, which was also, I think it was in the back of issue. Yeah.
Tony has
issue 2. I'm talking to Ted yesterday because he's here at Motor City Comic Con. Yep. Give me issue 3, please. Yeah, so you see the little guy that's quacking there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He looks like a cock.
He is a cock.
Yeah.
It's a penis monster.
Yeah.
It's a full-on penis monster.
Can tell by the little, just the little dip in the head there. Yeah.
Look. Like, it's a full-on
penis. That's what mine looks like.
Yeah.
With teeth
and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder you're
small. It stings.
Oh.
But no, like, he was talking about how he hides little penises. Not even hiding them so much, but he puts penises in things. And he gets on the cover, he goes, did it again. I got a dick on the cover.
That's awesome.
Okay. Lynn, a question just for you.
Oh, sweet.
Who's your favorite writer?
My favorite writer?
Scott Snyder.
Thanks, fucking Linz.
Couldn't help it. Sorry.
Fully agree.
Couldn't help it. Go ahead. Sorry.
It's okay.
Right?
Yeah. I love Jeff Lemire a lot.
Canada, what?
Yeah. I also really love Chris Carbot. So.
Sure.
I can't not give him a shout out.
Yeah. And I like how you just stare me down when you say his name.
He knows.
You know who I would honestly say though? Harvey Pekar. American Splendor.
Oh,
I have some writing there. That's like jazz writing, you know what I mean? I mean, yeah, it's not your typical comic book, but the way he handled things is just brilliant. That's my favorite comic book movie of all time.
American Splendor.
I don't think
there really is a typical comic book.
Well, I would say.
Well, hey, look who it is!
Hey!
What are you doing?
My favorite writer is Travis McIntyre.
Oh, man.
Also, not thinly veiled.
Nothing about us is thinly anything.
That is true.
Tell you what, I actually left to come here at about noon, and took me 4.5 hours
to get
from the show floor to here.
Yeah,
I don't even know this, but there's a fucking insane. Can I say fucking?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's an insane jungle of cosplayers right around the corner.
Yeah, I think the costume contest starts pretty soon.
That's
yeah.
One of the lacking things about this con that I've noticed over 3 years. There's no designated cosplay area, which most other cons have.
I was just talking about that.
Philly has the best setup I ever saw.
They gave
them all a place to go and hang out.
And get all their pictures at once. So they're not in aisles, they're not outside. You go to that corner, and they're all just standing right
in your corner.
You can take like 8 shots at once, and you're done.
Alright, so would it be okay or not okay if a convention said, here's your designated cosplay.
Come on, Tony.
Designated.
Hey. I'm gonna drink some more. So they got this. They got their own cosplay area. And would it be right or wrong if they did right or wrong? That's Dirk Manning.
Yeah.
If they did, if they said no cosplay pictures unless you're in this area,
right?
But isn't that separate but equal? Because you and I can take a picture.
No, yeah, I think
choose to be cosplayers, though.
No, here's the thing. I think it naturally makes that happen. I don't think you need to implement that rule when you have it. Because, yes, people will occasionally be like, oh, a quick picture. You're not going to stop that unless you police
it. But if you make it convenient, people will gravitate to it as a convenience.
That's what happened in Philly. Nobody was taking pictures of anybody in Philly except for that area.
The cosplayers
not because it was
were like,
rule.
Holy shit, there's a giant open area.
Yeah, and plus they give
scene,
them a backdrop.
They
make
want.
Them feel special. They call it cosplay corner.
So
they all stay there.
And they got there. And they're like, cool. And that's where they stayed.
Because that's where they also put the cosplay guests.
The cosplay area.
Like Ivy and everybody are in the
corner. Unofficially.
Yes.
Yeah.
So how's the 200th episode recording going?
Oh, shit show like always. So
it's great.
That's how
long,
how
we
usually, yeah.
Long, painful.
Kind of like sucks at me.
Awkward.
That's not what I heard.
A lot of things starting and stopping in weird spots. Moments of silence.
We're just talking about some of our favorite stuff and thoughts of this and that. And I guess a question for you. What's your favorite karaoke song to listen to?
None. I like none karaoke songs. As a matter of fact, until I started doing cons really regularly about 2.5 years ago, I thought karaoke was sort of a dead thing that people weren't doing. Turns out, no.
Single-handedly
keeping it alive.
Although they're not. No. Karaoke is still going really strong.
Well, in Grand Rapids, it's huge.
Yeah.
Probably just here.
Yeah. I built an empire.
every night, it's like you can't get away. I tried in Indiana, in Indianapolis. I tried to not go do the karaoke. And I got high, like shanghaied, tricked basically. Dirt Manny basically tricked me into driving 35 miles away to a karaoke bar. He's like, "Oh yeah, no." I said, "Like, I don't want to do any goddamn karaoke." Like, you're gonna be there, and Doherty's gonna be there. I feel like it's like, no, it's a bar. It's really good food. It's cheap. We just want to get out. And I'm like,
if
all
Dirk
right.
Manning is taking you to a bar,
there's karaoke.
You
karaoke
know that ball. There's
that's
gonna
true.
Be karaoke.
The dude doesn't
but there was
drink.
A bunch of people going.
He does not drink.
No, I know. But there was a bunch of other people going. Yeah, Shanghai into it. You can't get away from it. Favorite song.
Is it alone when Kevin sings it?
Nothing.
Is it back in time?
No. Do you remember when we first met at Grand Con 3 years ago?
I try not to, but yes.
Yeah, okay. It was at Grand Con, and you sang Mr. Jones.
Oh, me and Mrs. Jones.
Yeah, that song.
Yeah,
that's a good. You do that song real good.
Thank you. I just got happy thinking about it. Stop looking at my crotch.
I was actually just staring at his beard.
It's nice.
It is
right?
A beautiful
nice.
Beard.
I was thinking like I really want to put my hands in it.
You can.
That's very
again. Stop looking good.
I just recently actually tried. This is what I call my fin guy beard trim. I tried to like trim it down so my face doesn't look as fat as it is. It's like wearing black.
What beard oil? Do you use beard oil?
I used to, but I don't anymore.
I know, right? I love the smell of beard oil. Shut up.
Yeah, I don't anymore. Now I basically just use like a shampoo and a conditioner, and I get it like trimmed every 2 weeks usually. But that's appropriate.
It should be. Or did you see what he was doing?
No. What were you doing?
She was talking about
making fun of me?
No, she was talking about your beard oil.
Not yet.
Oh, yeah.
Derek's licking his fingers all over.
I'm down with that. I'll keep that in all
It's a natural balm.
Yeah. I wish my wife was here now. She'd be like, I fucking hate that. I can't stand the way he does that. You know, like 3 days later, I'm like,
oh. 3 days.
See, I can be super dirty.
I was going to say, 3 days later?
Actually,
I'm a fucking dirty comic.
For another time, you should share the story about the other beard oil that
nope,
you...
Nope, that's...
Yeah.
Nope.
This show doesn't have that kind of rating.
Oh, yeah.
Also,
fuck
I'm,
you.
I'm not trying to tell that story anymore. That's a horrible mistake.
Travis, I know that you write comics and you're in charge of a lot of other shit going on within the comic book world.
Yeah.
Do you have time to read? And if so, what... Do you read?
I do read. Let's see, what do I read right now? I don't keep up with stuff very often that is current. Right now, in terms of like the big stuff, for a long time I was reading Justice League Dark. Was kind of a guilty pleasure of mine. Even though I don't know that I would describe it as like super good necessarily, but I always really like those characters. So that was kind of a guilty pleasure of mine. Right now I read Rocket and Groot by Scotty Young.
I wonder why you read that.
Yeah, and...
Do you read his other book?
Dead Duck?
I Hate Fairyland?
I do not, but it's probably really good. I'm a fan of Scotty Young and Jay Fosgate.
Well, yeah, but okay, I don't know. You guys, I'm assuming you guys know that... That this furry fucker got drawn into issue 5.
I'm in Rocket Group.
I had that in my bag too.
Yeah.
Rocket Group number 5. I'm in the background. I'm one of those blue space Vikings. And it's pretty obviously me. And
yeah.
Yeah.
What else am I reading right now? again, I'm usually behind a little bit. Black Science is a book I really enjoy by Rick Remender, and one of my favorite artists, Mateo Scalera. Man, that is really good. So I've been reading that, and then I'm constantly reading I'm constantly getting sent stuff. I had a submission come in just recently from a guy, Sean Van Borman, and he does a current, well, he just finished up doing a series for Black Mass Publishing, which is Steve Miles' company.
Yep.
And he sent me 4 issues of Toe Tag Riot, which was an incredibly fun, really good book. So I just recently, literally a couple days ago, read that. There's a company called Aftershock Comics. It's run by Joe Pruitt and Mike Marks, who was an editor at Marvel for a long time. They have a book called Black Eyed Kids that is sort of a horror. I like horror comics. I love Nailbiter.
You
I
like
still
horse?
Keep up on Nailbiter. What's that?
Horrors?
Like horrors. Horror comics?
Horrors, too. Horror. Black Eyed Kids is really good. I recommend checking that out. I've been keeping up on that. Yeah, and unfortunately, that's probably just about it.
Pretty sure everyone knows Derek's favorite kind of comic book, Daredevil.
That's my long running. Yes, I have.
Do you like the ones that Kevin Smith wrote?
Actually, no.
When I was a kid, I loved Daredevil.
I mean, they were good,
but I don't think it was that fantastic of a run.
You guys like Quiver? It's the run on Green Arrow Kevin Smith did.
Oh.
It's called Quiver.
No, I don't know about that.
You should check it out. It's really
yeah?
good. It's old.
I know.
And it is
back I mean, in, I totally know about that.
It's back in
it's
the...
Great.
It's great. Fan.
This is back in like, this is pre-New 52.
So it's actually good.
Well, you could argue that. And it is... which, speaking of, I've been rereading Hellblazer. Did you ever read Hellblazer?
No. I'm not a DC kid.
That's Vertigo.
Yeah.
That's Vertigo. That's the real
Constantine.
Hey,
guys.
Hey. That's what they were going to name the show if it ever came back. They weren't going to name it Constantine. They were going to name it Hellblazer.
Yeah,
do it that way.
Yeah, do it. It's like rated R.
Yes. Yes.
Al, you got to get to it.
I've been rereading that from the beginning.
What is the difference between Constantine and Hellblazer?
One's way more badass.
Here's the biggest difference. It is, but it isn't. Here's the biggest difference is that John Constantine, as written in Hellblazer for 17 years, was not a good guy. He wasn't an anti-hero, which is more what he is in Constantine. He's like, oh, he's a bad guy, but not really. He's got a heart of gold, and he does the right thing. And Hellblazer, he doesn't. You don't like him a lot.
Yeah.
He does the easy thing, or the selfish thing, or the asshole thing, but he just happens to get the job done as he goes about doing his business. But he's a total selfish prick, and the way you develop a character like that and make him the hero of your story is a completely different thing than what they did with Constantine, which is fine that they relaunched him in New 52, but they very clearly changed him into a anti-hero type of thing, which is a pretty standard issue for us as comic readers at this point, right? Whereas Hellblazer had been like this deep character study of a guy who, like, would probably go to hell when he dies because he's fucking awful. He's an awful dude. You root for him still, but he's bad. He's a dick. He's a terrible dickhead.
I like the TV portrayal. TV show.
I enjoyed it too. I enjoyed the TV show because I feel like for what they were trying to do on NBC. They took it as far as they could, right? And I thought they did a good job. I think that if that show had been on, like, an HBO or an AMC, it would have been...
It's great how he showed up on Arrow.
Yeah, and it would have been way more like Hellblazer.
Weren't they talking about picking that up for another network and they pick that up?
I thought CW signed it for season like 2.
What did you say? What?
I thought someone was going to pick that show back up.
They're still talking about it, but they think they might bring him in as a character on Legends of Tomorrow.
Right.
They'll probably switch up the team, right?
They're definitely keeping him alive by referencing him constantly in Arrow.
He's alive, he's well, you know, and now that Supergirl's on the CW, too.
Well,
it's a big old party.
Yeah, they are.
Officially, the other day.
Well, for as much as we can talk about Constantine, we should be talking about us, because it's our 200th episode.
Woo!
And I just want to say to you, Kevin, remember sitting, talking for an hour, and just trying to make you laugh was half the things that I tried to do.
Is that the objective of the show for you guys?
Yes.
You
trying
cannot,
to get
like,
you
a
laughing
laugh.
So hard that you'd fall over and cackle.
That you're almost to the
I'm
point.
Almost there.
You're almost there.
Yeah,
maybe another beer too.
A few more beers.
It was mine because I just got this one today.
My favorite Drunken Comic episode before.
Oh wait, you remember that time? Remember that time, Tony, when we're sitting outside of the bar at
Kevin's
bachelor
party,
and Linz is like, "Hey, you're those guys from Drunken Comics."
To be fair, I was at the pyramid scheme, so I was wasted, and it was GR 8-bit, so I just. Totally spent like a whole nerdy like 3 hours listening to video game music, and then you guys are outside when I walk outside. Except, no, they had just found you. You had wandered away for a while, and they had just found
happened
you.
In bachelor parties.
Yeah.
Well, to wind this 200th episode down, it's been a giant clusterfuck of many different things going on. But what I kind of want to know everyone's. Like, we just got your favorite, like, kind moment meeting us. What about you guys?
That wasn't my favorite moment. That was his favorite moment.
Too late.
Well, like,
it's in the books.
Yes, now is my favorite moment.
These things can't be edited.
You mean, like, favorite, like, moment of the show or favorite memory?
Drunk Pen.
It's probably a first year coming out here from Motor City.
Yeah. How the hell did that even happen?
We made friends on Twitter. I found them when
Twitter
I started
friends?
My show.
Yeah. That's how I met Sean Seal. Be very careful about friends on Twitter.
No, I met them.
Look where that went.
I didn't meet them. I was looking for a new podcast, and I found one, and then we just started talking.
Well, he started talking about us on his podcast, so we're hanging out at our favorite local watering hole, and I played it for you.
Mm-hmm.
Outside going, listen to this. This guy's fucking talking about us on his podcast. And so then...
South
Canadian. Yeah. Well, yeah, I was like, I was just happy he was in North America. Prior to that, all we could get was shit in the UK. So he starts talking. So then I was running our Twitter at the time. So start kind of talking a little bit back and forth, follow up, you know, and like, he's not that retarded. All right.
And then we cross-potted.
Yeah.
And,
what was it? It was the beers versus bongs, the
pint versus bottles or something.
Yeah, it was we had the whole hops versus
herbs. I don't
know. Herbs versus hops.
Same family, man. Same family.
Yeah.
Those things are pretty close. I'm not sure that one works as well.
Yeah.
Buds versus bottles is good.
Yeah.
Because we did that week.
Because that could be buds, like, dope, or that could like...
Yeah, you
guess what's whatever. I'm going to hit you with Derek, and then you're going to hit me with a bottle.
I did bud in a book, buds. Eh?
Oh, Tony.
So bud in a book was...
What's the only way to end this episode of Tony trip on a cable and destroy the studio? Again?
Well, don't worry, he won't hear it. He doesn't have headphones.
I will...
It's true.
I would have to say my favorite was probably our first one doing it, not knowing what the fuck we were doing, but we were getting really, really wasted, because even pre-planning, there's a level differentness of what drunk means to different people at different times, and it can kind of fluctuate with when we do these shows normally, whether it's a couple drinks, whether it's many drinks. That first time, we were pounding them. We were getting really, like, it was wasted on comics, and we didn't know what the fuck we were doing, and...
And the worst thing, telling our nerd origin story and shit, like, is you just don't know what to do.
There,
you know, it's like,
for as bad as this episode might sound,
oh my God,
leveled everything, and how there's five different...
You're welcome.
There's five different conversations going at once at a couple spots, so hopefully they can pick and choose what they list to. Those first ones...
Choose your own adventure podcast.
That first one, I've listened to it in this past week, and I cringe.
Oh,
I just
God.
Go... Oh, that was not the greatest, but it still was great.
You just made my asshole quiver when you thinking about listening to that episode. You know when you get the little winker because it's gonna
I've not ever had that.
Kevin, What's your favorite moment over the years?
Moments are just hanging out with you guys, man. It's just always a... You guys are just so much fun to hang out with, and I learned a lot from you guys, because I had been reading it a long, long time, so like, you guys brought me back in, you guys motivated me. Because, I mean, the original plan was I was just going to be the old-timey comic book guy.
And the porn comic.
Yeah, of course. So disappointed they don't have porn at comic conventions.
Cherry Pop-Tarts?
Can't find them.
Oh, I did in Toledo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll tell you that another time. Well, yeah.
No, where was it going? Now I just got addicted to edgy.
You're saying that we're awesome and you miss us and nostalgia.
Do I get to share my favorite?
Yes.
All
right. Honestly, a lot of it has come up today because it's shit like the panel we did last year that got Jimmy starting podcasting. It's another podcaster that came up to me today that said, it was you and the rest of the guys in Drunken Comics that inspired me to start my own.
Dave!
Who? Yeah, Dave the Nerd.
Patterson?
Yeah. Dave Patterson.
Yep.
Dave's Nerd Compendium.
You guys inspired me to stop trying as hard.
Thank you, Chris. We've succeeded. I listened.
That's no joke. If you listen to like, so I do Snake Oil Comics, which is because I'm so fucking busy all the time.
Sorry, that was great.
Snake Oil Comics has turned into just like I get an hour of therapy per week to talk about whatever awful shit is in my brain.
That's what makes or, sense.
Or
podcasting, right. Yeah, he's like they're therapy. My therapy sessions.
Dude, I just talk about whatever awful shit.
Awful shit is in your brain or in your beard.
Yeah.
Oftentimes,
but sometimes it's the same shit.
You think about jizz, too?
And I meant that, sometimes.
All right.
It was our first. If you listen, like our first 12 episodes, we tried to have like okay, there's organization, and then there's we're gonna have like a little. This is our featured spot, and then we talk about this and we talk about this. Like we're planning a radio show or something. Like that was our first 11 or 12 episodes, and then we met Derek first in Grand Rapids, and we met you guys, and then I started listening to a bunch of podcasts. And it was like months later that I heard about you. Right. First it was Drunk on Comics. And that was when I was like, fuck trying all by fuck trying to have all this shit organized. Like I'm not gonna do any work.
It has not changed.
Prepping for a podcast. Like,
it has not changed at all.
There is a place for that in podcasting.
Not where you're at.
But not where I'm at. Right. Like I got plenty of that with the publisher and everything else.
Good times.
Cool. All right. You guys good?
I guess wraps up for 200.
Yeah, I say, this wraps up for 200. We got plenty of more coming from the convention.
That's like 327 Canadian.
Oh, the exchange rate's awesome. All right, we'll keep reading your comic books, and we'll be back next week talking more about them then.
Stay thirsty.
Fuck you, Tony.
Fuck you, Tony.
Beep, beep, boop, boop, beep, boop, boop.
Whoa. Hold on. Drunk on Comics cannot, may not, should not, and will not celebrate their 200th episode without a shout out from me, Dirk Manning, Dirk MF Manning, to my friends and colleagues, and really enemies now that I think about it. But anyway, want to give quick, huge, monster, bicentennial props to Drunk on Comics for 200 episodes. When you think about that, that's a lot of talking, that's a lot of drinking, that's a lot of comics, that's a lot of laughs, that's a lot of goodness. And quite frankly, it makes me think back to how, little known fact for those of you that are newer to the scene, the first ever Skype interview for Drunk on Comics was with me, DMFM, Dirk motherfucking Manning. And I bring this up because, let's be honest, were it not for that first Skype interview, would Drunk on Comics really be at 200 episodes right now? Back when they started, way back in the day, they had this dream about, well, just, what, I don't know, like, call people or something, or interview people in person, and it was Detroit Fanfare a couple of years ago. Rest in peace to Detroit Fanfare. And I said, well, no, no, what's Skype? And I remember the looks on their faces. They're like, what's a Skype? And I said, there's a way that you can talk to people online. I wouldn't have to drive to your basement or bar or bedroom or closet or whatever it is you're podcasting from. That this way we can actually talk through the glory of the internet. And they looked at each other and their eyes widened and they said, this could be a thing. And I said, you're right. Not only could this be a thing, this should be a thing, this will be a thing. Now here we are, 200 episodes later, Drunk on Comics, going loud and proud, stronger than ever, thanks to me, Dirk Manning, who popped their Skype cherry. And because of that, we are now here, and I want to make a quick plug, as is my way, Tales of Mystery Volume 3 on Kickstarter. Got about a week left at this point. Thanks to the people at Drunk on Comics and many of you out there who learned of me through Drunk on Comics. We hit our funding goal in 3 hours. We passed $10,000 in pre-sales in 13 hours. And I look to a lot of you out there listening to this right now, the very, very tail end of the show, hanging on to the last bits of goodness this show offers. So truly, 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 thank you all of you out there who support me and my work, came to my work through Drunk on Comics. We're on Kickstarter. I'm just going to put that there again. R-H-E-E, or under Dirk Manning. But anyway, most truly, most sincerely, all gamesmanship aside, congratulations, Drunk on Comics. 200 episodes. I'm sure we will talk about 300 times before you hit the next 200. Thank you. Thank you. Truly, from the bottom of the place my heart should be, thank you.